Blog Talk Radio.
All that glory must be unto our God. Unto our God, the glory must be unto our God. For his body of our praise, no man on earth choose the glory to himself. All the glory must be, all the glory must be, all the glory must be unto our God. All the glory must be unto our God. For his body of our praise. No one on earth to say glory to each other. The glory must be, the glory must be, the glory must be unto our God. The glory must be unto our God. For he body of our praise. No man will take glory to himself. All the glory must be, all the glory must be, all the glory must be unto our God. All the glory must be unto our God. For his body of our praise. So man on earth will give glory to each other. The glory must be, oh, the glory must be, oh, the glory must be unto our God. Oh, the glory must be unto our God. For his body of our praise. No man on earth to say glory to himself. All the glory must be, all the glory must be, all the glory must be unto our God. A glory must be unto our God. For his body of our praise. No man on earth to say glory to himself. Glory must be, all the glory must be. All the glory must be unto our God. All the glory must be unto our God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. The glory must
be
to my God. The glory must be to my God.
Oh, yes, for the
glory. No man on earth to say glory to himself. All the glory must be, glory must be, all the glory must be unto our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the highest of earth, peace, goodwill to all men. Everyone is welcome to today's program. God is good. It's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I can see our mothers in Christ are coming in. We got our honorable lady evangelist, Elaine Kalawa, on the line. We got our honorable Bishop Mitchell Barry. Yes, he's here with us. You are all welcome in the name of Jesus, Valerie David. Yes, everyone is welcome.
It's a day.
I tell you, the devil is in trouble today. We're going to hit the devil on the head, and he's going to run away. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we thank God. Today we're going to be talking about abiding in Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, bless us with your word today. God, reach out to everyone that is coming in now. Let them receive your rhema, your logos. Let them receive your word of life that saves, that heals, that delivers.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let them receive your rhema, your logos, in the name of Jesus.
Let the sinners be saved. Let the sick be healed. Let miracles, signs, and wonders take place to the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Yeah, and I'm going to do just maybe 7 or 8 minutes. And then Elaine Kalawa is going to do a portion, maybe 30 or 40 minutes, I don't know. And then Bishop Barry David is going to do some. And then we shall take some questions. We're going to take some questions. So I'll quickly do my 8 minutes or 7 minutes. And then I will hand over to the women of God, anointed women of God, Holy Ghost, peace, power, packed. They're going to be blessing us tonight. I tell you, God is good. Abiding in Christ. Abiding in Christ Jesus. The word abide means to remain. The word abide means to stay. To stay in Christ. To remain in Christ. To be steadfast in Christ. That is the word abide. Abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine. Joy, health, peace, love. He has made me glad. I got prosperity, power and victory. Abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine. Joy, peace, love. He has made me glad. I got prosperity, power and victory, abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine, Jesus, abiding in Christ Jesus, abiding in the Holy Ghost, abiding in God. Oh yes, that's what we're going to be looking at right now. Our text is taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 15. St. John's Gospel, chapter 15, 1-5. John's Gospel, chapter 15, 1-5, and verses number 4 to 10. I'm going to read that very quickly, and then we go on. It says, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask anything, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in Christ, and his words abide in you, ask anything, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in Christ and the words of Christ abide in you, you shall ask anything you will, and it shall be done unto you. The word abide means to remain, to stay in Christ, to belong to Jesus, to hook up with him, to flow with him. God is the husbandman, is the farm, is the gardener. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. We are the branches. We are attached to the vine. We are attached to Jesus. We are the branches. We are attached to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the main vine. And then we are the branches. We are hooked up with him. As long as we are attached to the vine, as long as we belong to the vine, as long as we abide in Christ, who is divine, we are the branches, we are attached to the Lord Jesus Christ. As long as we are attached to him, he will be there for us. He says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So the issue is you abiding, you remaining in him, you staying in Christ, and Christ staying in you, the word of Jesus living in you, and you living in Jesus. Because they, in him we move, in him we have our being. Many people are not attached to the Lord Jesus Christ. They are not hooked up to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they can't receive from the Lord Jesus Christ. We have electricity today because we are attached. The wires are attached to the main wires. Cables that are carrying the light are attached to our own cable. So the light comes here. And so we have light because we are attached to the main cable. If you are not attached to him, you can't receive from him. In fact, he made it clear. He said, no more can ye except ye abide. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask whatsoever ye will, and it shall be done unto you. The issue is the relationship between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. That
Amen.
Is the issue. As long as you are hooked up with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ is hooked up with you. You can ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. If you are not hooked up with him, how will you be able to receive from him? Because he says, no more can ye, except ye abide. If you don't abide, then you will be cut off from the main branch. And when you are cut off from the main branch, you can no longer receive. My prayer today is that we all will learn to abide in Christ. We all will remain hooked up to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We all shall remain connected with our Savior, our Redeemer, our Healer. When you are connected with him, then you can receive from him. If you are not connected to him, you cannot receive from him. Now, let me give you a practical example. The Israelites have entered into covenant with God by the blood that was shed on their doorposts and on their lintels. And now they go to the Red Sea, they got stuck. By the reason of the covenant, the Red Sea opened and they passed through on dry land. The Egyptians, they tried to cross the same Red Sea. They could not cross the same Red Sea because they have no covenant. They have no contract with God. They have no relationship with the Almighty. How can you cross the Red Sea when you are not connected to the person who opened the Red Sea? You enjoy the benefit. You see, he opened the Red Sea. God opened the Red Sea for the Israelites to pass. That was because they are connected with him by reason of the covenant that was made in Egypt, the ram that was slain for every family, the blood was put on their doorposts and on their lintel. That is covenant relationship with God already.
Yes, yes.
Pharaoh and his army, they don't have this covenant. And now you want to pass the Red Sea. You can't pass the Red Sea because you have no covenant with the Almighty. All right, let me give you another example. Here was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego thrown into the furnace of fire. While they were inside the furnace of fire, a fourth man appeared. And when they looked at him, he was Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. He appeared in the furnace of fire. Why? There is a covenant in Isaiah 43. So when you go through the waters, I will be with you. When you go through the fire, I will be with you. See? There is a covenant relationship. They were already hooked up with the Lord Jesus Christ. Here was Daniel. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. Jesus Christ came into the lion's den and made sure Daniel was not hurt by the lions. The lions became friendly with Daniel. Why? Daniel had a relationship with the Almighty. When you go through the fire, I will be with you. When you go through the waters, I will be with you. That relationship is the abiding. The abiding is the covenant.
And
as long as you are related to the Lord Jesus Christ, as long as you are connected to God Almighty, your Creator, you are covered. Oh yes, let me read Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43 verses 1 and 2. He said, but now, thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. When thou passest through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. See, that was the covenant. God was telling the Israelites, I have a relationship with you. You are my people. You are in me and I in you. Because of that, when you go through the waters of life, I will be there for you. When you go through the fires of life, I will be there with you. Because we have the relationship. We have the covenant. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm going to stop there. And I'm going to let Evangelist Laika Lawa is going to continue from there. Share with us what you want to say. Over to you.
My topic today is relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The need to accept Jesus as Savior and Lord. Now is a good time for you to settle this matter first with God. When we read Romans 3:23, all are sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, eternal life is a free gift of God. Romans 5:8, because of love, Jesus paid the death penalty for our sin. And Romans 10:9 says, confess Jesus as Lord and believe God raised him from the dead. And Romans 10:13 says, ask God to save you and he will. So place your faith in Christ Jesus and receive his gift of eternal life today. You must recognize that God created you for a love relationship with him. He wants you to love him with all your being. Recognize that you are a sinner and you cannot save yourself. Believe that Jesus Christ paid the death penalty for your sin by his death on the cross and rose from the dead in victory over death. Confess, agree with God about your sin that separates you from him. Repent of your sin and turn from sin to God. Ask Jesus to save you by his grace. Understand favor. Turn over the rule of your life to Jesus. Let him be your Lord. All of us, now we will say, Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross, and I receive you as my Savior and the Lord. In your name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God is when you call upon him, let the enemy know you are now a new creature in Lord Jesus. In Lord Jesus Christ, by making true confession to your life daily. When challenges come your way to discourage you from your decision.
You be number 515.
From your decision in life, pronounce this confession daily about your new relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I'm born again. and justified and Christ's friend and God's child and God's temple. I'm complete in Christ. I'm God's workmanship. Ephesians 2:10. I'm a personal witness of Christ. Acts 1:8. I am raised up and called blessed. Proverbs 31:28. I'm united with the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6:17. I'm a saint set apart for God. Ephesians 1:1. I'm hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. I'm bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 16, verse 13. I'm the salt and light of the heart. Matthew 5:13 to 14. I've been adopted as God's child. Ephesians 1:5. I am who live by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. I'm given a new heart. Ezekiel 26:26. I've been redeemed and forgiven. Philippians 1:14. I'm free forever from condemnation. Romans 8:1-2. I'm justified. I'm made upright by faith. Romans 3:28. I'm clothed with the righteousness of God. Job 29:14. I'm free from any charge against me. Romans 8:31-34. I'm a just person. I shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4. I'm a member of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:27. I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm significant. Philippians 3:20. I'm God's co-worker. 1 Corinthians 3:9. I've been chosen and appointed to bear fruit. John 15:16. I cannot be separated from the love of God. Romans 8:35-39. I'm not unequally yoked with unbeliever. 2 Corinthians 6:14. I'm not unequally yoked. I'm seated with Christ in heavenly realm. Ephesians 2:6. I have access to God through the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 2:18. I am assured all things work together for good. Romans 8:28. I'm a minister of reconciliation for God. 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord God Almighty. Joshua 24:15. I'm standing firm, letting nothing move me. 1 Corinthians 15:18. I'm established, anointed, sealed by God. Sealed by God. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. I'm the branch of the true vine, a channel of his life. John 15:1-5. I may approach God with freedom and confidence. Ephesians 3:12. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. I'm confident that the good works God has begun in me will be perfected. So these are the confessions we should make when we actually know we are born again and have relationship with Jesus Christ. And God will let us continue to have relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, that's the same as abiding in Christ. When you relate with Jesus Christ, you are connected to Jesus Christ. You are linked up with Jesus Christ. You are hooked up with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's when he will be working for you. Oh, yes, that's when he will be working for you. See? Yes. Let me sing a song for you. Keep on holding on. Keep on holding on. The devil may try to get you, but But you must keep on holding on. You gotta keep on holding on. You gotta keep on holding on. The devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. You gotta keep on holding on. I gotta keep on holding on. The devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. See, the devil is trying to, you know, get to you, but if you keep on holding on to Jesus Christ, you are bound to win. You remember the story of Job? Job held on to God, even in affliction, in all the things that happened. Job just held on to God, and God restored back to him everything that was stolen from him. You know, God restored his healing, his deliverance, and his blessing. See, that's what happens when you abide in Christ and the word of God abides in you. Then you ask whatever you will, he will answer you. Hallelujah. So we want to hear Honorable Bishop Dr. Valerie Davy. She's going to share with us what God has laid in her heart today. Yes, over to you, Valerie.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord that he is waking us up into a new day. Be excited and sitting and focusing on God's word. So we want to say hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Today, God is speaking through me to speak to his children regarding casting your cares upon him.
Yes.
Casting your cares upon Jesus.
Yes.
We have touched a little bit from week to week, just a little on this topic, but so many ask, so many have problems during this day, and they do not know primarily how to cast their cares upon the Lord. Amen? Let
Amen.
Us go to 1 Peter
Amen.
5, 6 through 10. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 10. We're going to focus on 6 and 7. And I'll read. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober.
Right.
Be vigilant. Because your adversary, who's the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And 10, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. And 11 says, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen, amen.
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 All of that stress, all of that worry, all of that that you are carrying, you can go free. And never worry another day in your life. You can never have anyone other than our Father God, Christ Jesus, that will settle these things in you. You need to understand that God is telling us that it takes humility to cast your cares upon him. Amen?
Amen.
And when we say it takes humility, You need to know what humility is. It's contrary to what some may think true humility is not, which is believing you are unworthy to receive God's care. But instead, it's humbling yourself under Almighty God's mighty hand, the Word of God, and putting it first place rather than what you think about a situation. In other words, take your hands off and allow God to settle that thing. Amen?
Amen.
But even before you can do that and you looking for resolution to that problem of stress or whatever it may be, you got to make sure you in check. You can carry no doubt. You got to have faith. You got to be born again. You got to cast it all over to our Father God. He does not need any help from us. When we take our hands off, that means that we have faith in him, that he will settle it. We also need to know that when you're thinking you have the resolution to that problem, it then becomes your own problem because you are not allowing God to take care of it. Again, you yourself is trying to find resolution. When you cast your cares upon God, when you cast them, that's what it means. You have faith that God himself will bring resolution to it. Amen?
Amen.
So we must cast our cares on him, submitting ourselves unto him, knowing that he has more wisdom and more power to handle that situation than you do.
Yes.
So many times when you are under stress, you don't have joy, you can't find peace, you got problems in your finance, or you don't have a church home that you can go to, or even you just don't go to church, or you have problems with your children, problems in your marriage and fears, we got to make sure that we have ourselves lined up so that when we do cast our cares upon the Father God, we know without a shadow of a doubt that God will take care of you. It will take care of you. Amen. We also got to remember and realize that many times these situations or challenges that we find ourselves in is many times God is bringing you closer to him by you allowing him to find resolution to whatever that situation is. We got to have the faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We've got to make sure that we have truly taken our hands off that situation. Amen?
Amen.
Make sure that when you're casting your cares also that you are wearing your armor. We got to make sure that we know the armor that we're talking about, the helmet of salvation that sits over your mind. It protects your thoughts from all the lies that the enemy tries to put up there. The helmet also covers your ears, which keeps you from hearing the enemy's threatening lies. See, there you're lining yourself up with the helmet of salvation. We need to make sure that we're guarding our eyes and our ears from ideas that will make you think doom and gloom and unsaid things. See, God never intended for his children to struggle. That was not his intent. In order for us to be able to cast our cares upon the Lord and he gets them resolved for us is that you don't go to bed with a care on your heart. It's giving the devil an opportunity while you sleep to place things in your spirit. And you cannot have that. Keep yourself covered under the powerful blood of Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
We need to be studying. Yes, we need to be studying Ephesians 6. We need to be studying, encouraging one another, and building one another up in Thessalonians 5:11. We can also go to Hebrews 11:6 that I just quoted, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. There are so many different ways that we know by using the wisdom of God in allowing our Father God to resolve that situation. We need to also have the necessity of maturity. That's a key to being able to cast your cares over to the Lord. It's simply something that is utilized in the wisdom of each of us as we're growing in Christ. We're getting off that bottle. See, we're getting off nursing on the bottle into growing spiritual teeth, and that becomes a factor when you are lining more up with our Father God. You're living the lifestyle as Paul has described that in the book of Corinthians. You're living the lifestyle of Christ. You're living and you're practicing the things that bring you into the righteousness of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
We have to adopt that lifestyle. The lifestyle that Christ has prescribed for us each to be living and not conforming to the patterns of the world. We need to be able to get rid of false humility. False humility. And that means you're thinking that, okay, our God is going to take care of this thing, but you're still carrying doubt. That's false. You have to be able to cast that struggle, that stress, that care upon Christ, knowing that God is going to find resolutions for you. He has it in his plan. We also, while casting our cares upon the Lord, we have to replace that worry that you have with the word.
Yes.
See, God's word tells that when you have a worry, pick up your Bible, replace it with God's word. Meditate in the word day and night. He tells us that in Joshua 1:8. We've got to make sure that in 2 Corinthians 10:3, that we take captive of every thought that comes into our mindset and not allow the devil to use it as a playground. That means taking control of your thoughts, not allowing the devil the opportunity to place in your thoughts doubt, bad things, finding resolution to whatever it is, because you've already, what, given it over to the Lord.
Yes.
We also need to make sure that as we are casting our cares upon God, that we are always standing on faith, always. We are always what? Standing on faith. And it may not be easy at first, folks. I want to make sure that you understand it, but it's necessary if you want to live victoriously. It is necessary. Paul speaks about that in every aspect of the word that he gives. We got to be standing what? On faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
We understand that faith that we're talking about, that's like the denominator of everything that your belief spectrum in Romans 10:9 that tells us or brings you into salvation, that is standing on faith. So your faith cannot be wiggling. It cannot be like quicksand. It has to be firm. It has to be standing like a strong tower. That faith that you're carrying in Father God, it cannot be tossed to and fro. He talks about that. Paul talks about that in Ephesians 4:13-16. It says, till we all come. It's talking about till we all come until we arrive at a place, at a temporary, as an indicator, he's talking about we arrive in eternal life. This thing has to do with the faith that you are carrying, you are standing on. Amen?
Amen.
Paul asked us each to join him in a lifestyle. And the lifestyle we're talking about that he addresses is in 1 Corinthians 15. And that's when he talked to the people in Corinth. He was teaching them that there was a resurrection, death, and burial. He taught them all of that. But then he come to find out there were people in Corinth that was talking about or questioning Paul's teaching. We must be able to stand firm on the doctrine of the resurrection and the implications for all that our Heavenly Father has given us. Amen?
Amen.
So with all of this casting your cares upon the Lord, your stress, he's not just saying that his word is not going to return to him void. Follow the prescription. Make sure that you align it with the word of God, that you keep the communication open with Christ, that you, of course, take care of that idle time in your mindset, that you're taking control of those thoughts, that you're not giving the devil any kind of leeway to place any kind of doubt in your mind. It says to fulfill that time by reading the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And God's word guarantees you it will not return to him void, that he'll take care of those cares. Amen?
Amen.
To God be the glory of his word.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. We're
special
to you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm going to sing a song that has to do with what you have just spoken. It says, cast your burden upon Jesus. For he cares for you. Cast your burden upon
Jesus.
For he cares for you. Cast your burden upon Jesus. For he cares for you.
Cast your burden upon Jesus, for he cares
for
you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, because you can't carry it by yourself. No, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
This is why we are connected in Christ. That's why we abide in him and his word abide in us. Because we cannot cast our cares upon Christ, our burdens, our fears, our anxieties. You know, we can cast it upon Jesus Christ, for he cares for us.
Yes.
We're going to take some questions before we pray. The question that are posted here, the questions are here. It says, in what way do we abide in Christ? In what way can somebody abide in Christ? We are talking about abiding in Christ, remaining in Christ, staying in Christ, you know, loving Christ and following Christ and getting hooked up with the Lord Jesus Christ, just flowing with him. Now, in what way do we get into this realm? How do we get there? Yes, the floor is open. We want to hear from our guest speaker. Yes, how, in what ways do people, can somebody abide in
Jesus Christ? We abide in Christ by reading the Word of God on a daily basis.
Yes.
We abide in Christ by praying.
Yes.
And we abide in Christ by praising the Lord. Three points are very important. Reading the Word of God, praying, and singing God's praises.
Yes.
And we're going to church regularly. Every Sunday, we go to church.
Yes. Yes, Bishop Barry, David, what would you like to say? If somebody is asking, the question is posted here on the dashboard says, in what way do we abide in Jesus Christ? How do we get connected? How do we get hooked up with the Lord Jesus Christ and flow with him? In what way? Yes.
Yes. The way you can get connected to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is first you need to accept God. You have to repeat Romans 10:9. That has to do with your believing that Jesus was raised from the dead. Romans 10:9. That's the first thing. You got to be born again. The second thing you need to do is to have communication with Christ. You got to make and you to do that. You got to make sure that you are praying. You need to pray at least 45 minutes to an hour. At least that's the minimum every day. You adopt the lifestyle that we were talking about just moments ago. Adopt the lifestyle in living God's word. How do we do that? Well, we can do that by taking time to read his word, practice what God is telling us, as Paul has emphatically laid it out in Ephesians and also in 2 Corinthians when he speaks to the people in Corinth. Talks to Revelation, but also the churches. We need to be able to practice godly righteousness. We have to be able to practice being whole in God. We need to adopt the characteristics of Jesus Christ. That is allowing people, sharing God's word, and allowing people to share possibly whatever their questions may be, or bringing them to church, or helping them to sit, or taking them to Bible study. These things will keep you yourself connected to the vine. You've got to be humble. You can't be sold by self. You got to be able to put yourself as service to God, being able to share the word and bringing others into the kingdom of God. There are many ways to stay connected with the vine. First and foremost, you got to be true to thyself. Once you become a believer, once you have been brought in as born again, then you're able then to start adopting the characteristics of Jesus Christ. No more lying and gossiping. And when you do stumble, we're serving a God of grace, a God of mercy, a God of forgiveness. So we can't carry anger. We cannot carry stigmas and practicing the things of the world. You've got to adopt and align yourself with God's word. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, that is true. I want to add one more. Hearing. We get connected with God by hearing his word, hearing from him, and hearing faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you are hearing the word of God daily, you are praying daily, and then you are fellowshipping and communicating with God daily, you are abiding in him, you are connected to him, you are linked up with him, you are related to him. I tell you, let me sing a song for you. It says, I gotta stay right under the blood. Gotta stay right under the blood. Gotta stay right under the blood. Where the devil can do you no harm. You gotta stay right under the blood.
Christ, when you die, you are not going to heaven.
You are not saved, you are not born again, you are not filled with the Holy Spirit because you haven't abided in him and his word have not abided in you. It is very important that you abide in Christ and the words of Christ abide in you. Then shall you ask whatsoever ye will, and it shall be done unto you. This is very, very important. That is the reason.
Yes, amen.
Because you see, they are not connected. They are not linked up. They have no relationship with God, and they want God to do things in their life. God is not going to do nothing except you really have to be connected with him. Right now, we're going to pray. We got at least 5 minutes to pray. And I want you to make a decision to be connected. You know, we have over 3,000 people listening around the world on Facebook, Twitter, link, and YouTube. As many of you that are hearing us talking like this, you see, we are not just wasting our time. And we want to encourage you people to make a decision to abide in Jesus and let the words of Jesus Christ abide in you. This is very important. And then you are now connected. You are now linked up with the Almighty God. You can ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. Let me sing that song for you before we pray. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask anything, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in him,
yes,
and his words abide in you, ask anything, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in him and his words abide in you, then you can ask anything and it shall be done unto you.
Archbishop, can we bring in those that need to be born again? So
yes.
Whenever you pray, that will include them. So when I say my name, you say your name so that you will be born again, and the prayers that will be prayed will cover you as well. So when
yes.
I say my name, you say your name. I, Valerie Davis.
I,
Valerie Johnson. I, Lion Kalawa.
Yes. Confess with my mouth.
Confess with my mouth.
That Jesus is Lord.
That Jesus is Lord.
And believe in my heart.
I'm believing in my heart.
That God raised him.
That
God raised him.
From the dead.
From the dead.
Thou shalt be saved.
Thou shalt be saved.
Congratulations, you are now born again, so all the prayers that will be prayed from then on will cover you as Archbishop
yes.
leads us in prayer. Amen. Congratulations. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. You are brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. So we're going to pray that, Lord, help us to continue to abide in you and your
yes.
words abide in us so that we can really, you know, connect with you and receive from your
yes.
throne of grace. Yes. Everyone, let's begin to pray now in the name of Jesus. Everybody, begin to pray now. Yes.
Father, under your name, Lord God, that just came into the kingdom to live eternal life, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Father, abide in each of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we stay upon you, Lord, that we are free and staying connected to you, Father divine. Lord God, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for this hour, Lord God, that we are, Father, abiding in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Undergird us every day, Lord. God, that our minds stay on you, Father. In the name of Jesus, that we stand steadfast in you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that your word, Lord God, strengthens us and undergirds us, Father. That we will adopt the characteristics of Jesus Christ. That we will live the prescription, Lord God, that you have given us, Lord. That we will win souls to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you, Lord God. Keep us covered in the powerful blood of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, that we stand and that you will abide, Heavenly Father, in us. That your word will abide, Almighty Father, in each of us. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. It's all about you, that we must remain humble, Father God. That we must walk in humility, Father. Oh, Lord God, undergird us, Father. Abide in each of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I'm a child. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. It's all about you, Lord God, that we adopt the lifestyle, Father, that you expect us to live, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, and by name we pray. Amen and amen. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, in Jesus' name we pray. Yes, Heavenly Father, bless your people today. God, we have heard your word. Make us doers of your words and not just hearers alone. God, help us to abide in you. Help us,
yes.
Lord, that your word will abide in us. That, Lord, we are hooked up with you. We are connected with you. We are linked up with you. God, we can always receive from your throne of grace everything that you have for us in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, we can even bless everyone who have had your word today. That we shall be doers of your words and not just hearers, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Thank
God
you,
be the Lord.
Yeah, I want to thank every one of you for being part of this broadcast tonight. I tell you, God has imparted to us knowledge.
Yes.
The knowledge is great. See, my people perish for lack of knowledge. But thank God through this parents every Saturday and Sunday evening, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., you're going to be receiving knowledge that will liberate you, knowledge that sets free, knowledge that will move you forward. Knowledge, my people, is a lack of knowledge. You need to know the truth, that the truth that sets you free is the truth that you know that liberates you. Jesus says, I know the truth, and the truth that sets you free. So we want to thank God for every one of you who came tonight. God bless you all. Thank you for being a part of this broadcast. I want to thank our guest speakers, the women of God. God continue to reward them and bless them and their families in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to have another session on Saturday, Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. I tell you, God is doing great things. Those of you who want to call for prayer or counseling, you can reach us on 202-460-7110 or 240-828-9374. We are here for you to pray with you and comfort with you. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and we all love you too. Let's say the grace. Let's say the grace in fellowship.
And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
But Jesus Christ.
and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore.
And forevermore. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we should dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. In Jesus' name.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you, sir.
Shalom. Be blessed.
Shalom.
Yes.
We are all blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. Good night.
Yes. Bless you.